So Mike Rann hoping to stay on until March next year, which would give him 10 years in the top job. In a moment, Michelle Grattan joins us now. Michelle, hello there.
Hi, Fran.
Michelle, Mike Rann, a successful premier, but again, we see the faceless factional leaders controlling who will be premier. A bit of a schmozzle, really, and a reinforcement to critics of Labor of how the ALP does business, really.
Yes, it has been badly mishandled. As Chris was saying, there's a lot of uncertainty now about when Mr. Rann will actually go. As I understand it, these negotiations with BHP will take another month or two, and the government is expected to get that legislation in sometime in September, October, something like that, and it could be early next year when the BHP bulletin board signs off on everything. But surely it would make the South Australian Labor government's position even worse if Mike Rann stayed through right until then, because he would be a lame duck leader. And a couple of months is one thing, but I would have thought into next year would be very counterproductive for all those marginal seat holders who are worried.
As I say, a bit of a schmozzle, and shows the power of opinion polls, doesn't it? I mean, Chris Schott referring there to the fact that the polling just freaking out, basically, the marginal seat holders.
That's right, and we've seen that in New South Wales, where you had a sort of roundabout of leaders, which in the end did no good, of course, because Labor was absolutely devastated. We saw in the federal sphere where the caucus or the power brokers panicked at the first sign of really bad polls, and we've seen here that they've moved, even though the election is not until 2014. So opinion polls now are really gods.
And federal politics, Michelle, and stop the presses. Tony Abbott released a statement last night that he's taking, quote, a short break with his family, which brings to a close, I guess, his marathon opening salvo against the carbon tax, doesn't it?
Well, yes, it does, but he did say in that statement, which was issued very late, 8:15, and wasn't very informative about how long he'd be away or where he's going, but he did say that Julie Bishop and Warren Trust would continue the battle on the carbon tax. Obviously, Tony Abbott has had this holiday, on which he left yesterday, and where he's going to Europe and Britain to meet his daughter, planned for some time, but in a way it's come at a bit of a difficult time, because he last week was accusing Julia Gillard of not wearing out the shoe leather, of getting off the campaign trail.
Of hiding, wasn't it? Didn't he accuse her of hiding, I think?
Well, at least if she hid, she didn't hide all that much, but if she hid domestically, but now he goes away himself, so it does look rather amusing in that context. But I think we should also add that politicians, of course, should be able to have holidays, and it's completely unreasonable to think they should be on the trail all the time.
Absolutely.
On the political trail all the time, let alone the campaign trail. But still, you live and die by your own words, I guess, and perhaps that was the reason his statement came out late and was so uninformative.
Mm. And Michelle, on asylum seekers, just finally, a week since the government signed its refugee swap deal with Malaysia, that sort of took the heat out of the issue for a moment, but now the first boatload has arrived since that deal was agreed, meaning their first transferees will soon be removed to Malaysia.
That's right, and we start now the real test of this deal. The boats arrived rather too quickly, because the people will not go back in the, 3 days turnaround the government was promising, because things aren't ready for that sort of quick turnaround. But if the boats keep going, and if the quota of 800 is filled quickly, then the government has another enormous problem. It's got to get another deal with Malaysia, or it's got to get a deal with PNG or somewhere, because it'll be almost back where it started and looking worse than ever. On the other hand, if the boats are stopped or virtually stopped, then it does clear away an issue that's been very, very difficult for us. That doesn't mean this is good policy, but if that happens and the people stop coming, then at least it's effective policy for the government.
Okay, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan, political editor of the Age newspaper, joining us from Canberra. It's 8 minutes to 8.